Ricky! Why? Why, huh? Why couldn't I tell her how much I loved her?
Boo.
Well, hello to you too, Mr. Gregg.
What are you doing here, Susan?
I've been following you since all those other special places you took me to. Anyone within a 2-mile radius can see you're depressed.
I'm not depressed. Just confused.
Uh-huh.
Fine. Fine. Maybe a little. So, how you been?
Just okay. Same old, same old. You?
Heartbroken, obviously.
Of course. So, how long have you known her?
I met her yesterday, and...
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Fallen in and out of love. Just like that, huh? Crazy boy.
Quiet, Susie. You're not helping at all.
You need to realize that love just doesn't come that easy. I was hoping you'd learn that after our hot, steamy flame.
Cut it out!
You know I'm just kidding. You're too much Lego with your brother anyway. Oh, you cute. So, you want to talk about it?
If I knew what the hell was wrong, then sure. It's still very confusing to me too, you see. I went to Ricky's apartment this morning and...
Ricky's the girl that dumped you, right?
Well, she only told me to get the hell out of her house.
Ooh, she dumped you. Big time.
Thanks!
You're welcome. Hey, remember our first ride on the carousel?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I do.
You were still trying to get over my cousin. You took me to all the places that were special to the two of you.
Taylor.
You know, it's funny how you went to all those places again this morning.
Do you think...
I don't think. I know.
No, I only annoy her.
Everyone annoys her today. I tried to call her this morning, but she was really busy. Packing.
Packing?
You forgot. A university, dorms, 3 states away.
She's leaving today?
Yep.
Whoa.
You should go see her.
I should!
You'd better hurry.
All right. Thanks, Susie.
Anytime, Greg.
See you later.